Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Counter Show is back on 102.5 The Bone.
The live AC/DC.
Too fast, guys. Slow it down.
8:33 on the Mike Counter Show at 102.5 The Bone. I'm going to tell you, I like to sleep late as much as the next guy, maybe even a little more, but I'm glad to be back. I don't like missing a lot of days.
Yeah.
You miss me a little bit?
Oh, I did. Tremendously.
Oh, I love the way you faked that. You popped up like so. Oh, absolutely.
No, I really did.
I spent a lot of time in your great state of Michigan. A total of 2 hours.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
How was it?
I'm very impressed at the airport.
Yeah.
They do a little tram, take you right to your gate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My dad, he's an electrician, and he worked on it. So
things under the ear. See, this is me. I put the wires in, the lights.
But it's really nice the way they have it set up, and like they have like a
clean,
which is surprising. They have a lot of different food selections, which is pretty cool. Yep.
I did see something that was pretty humbling when I landed there. I had a connecting flight on the way into Montreal. And it was the first time I ever saw one of those in person where they were returning a military body.
Ooh, man.
And I didn't know they'd do that right there on the tarmac, and they opened it up. The family was out there. Some guy actually emailed me, and, you know, I'll buy into conspiracy things a little bit, and he goes, a lot of those are fake, and they just do them so that people see that and feel like you do and get some patriotism all fired up. And I was like, what?
But also for the family, it gives them like closure.
It may not be actual body in there, right. You know, depending on the accident or the, you know, what happened in the war or whatever. But it was still sad to see, and it was very humbling. It was also the day that they were talking about banning transgender folks from serving. And I was like, man, I would stand out here staring at that, and I would probably pick anyone to go besides me. But I don't care if you had a wiener and boobs or if you want to go. You're a better person than I am.
And I know we talked about it when you were here, but then we also talked about it Thursday and Friday when you were out, and a lot of people from McDill called in, and surprisingly overwhelming, a lot of people who serve and who are currently serving agree with Trump.
Yeah, said they shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
I know, I saw that online too.
It's not a social experiment.
But the thing is that, first of all, I found out that there are a lot of transgender folks already serving now. Yeah. I was unaware of that. I didn't think there were none, but I was unaware of how many there were. And I can't imagine why that's different. It doesn't matter to me if we're there and you're qualified to be there. Like if you pass basic training and you do all the other stuff, and I don't.
But it's not. Well, a lot of their argument wasn't about that. It was the people were going pre-surgery
to get the surgery,
yeah. But then it takes up time of their 4 years that they're supposed to be serving.
Okay, so then come out and say, hey, get your stuff done before you get in. And if you want to get it done, you got to wait till you get out to do it. But if you come in already done, no, that's it.
Right.
You're just an average citizen at that point. Time to get into basic training. Let's do it the right way. If you got a wiener, you're a guy. If you don't, you're a girl. Boom, that's it.
But yeah, I thought that was interesting when you were.
I'd like to repeat what I put on Twitter. Anybody besides me. Elves. Yeah. Aliens.
Dwarfs.
You get a smart monkey in there.
Whatever you want. Get in there.
Yeah, get in there. Hop right in there.
What are you, albino?
Uh-huh.
Get on the plane.
There's got to be some advantage to being a one-legged guy in a war.
Yeah, you two Siamese twin girls, get in.
Yep.
Yeah. Take it away.
You take that way, you look that way. Perfect lookout.
And new show for you, TLC, Little People, Big War. Yeah. Here we go. Get in there. All right.
Listen, if you're there and just like 20,000 midgets come running at you, in the beginning, you're like, what is going on?
Real housewives of shooting people, get in there.
Last night, I watched my very first episode of Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah?
Well, since the very first episode.
All right.
And I
did you watch the last season?
I didn't watch it. I went to bed very early last night.
I won't say anything either, but I liked it.
Yeah.
But I also like it because I'm watching it with my wife, who's constantly telling me what's going on.
Like, yeah,
I
feel
I'm not going to spoil anything, I promise, but when you see the mother of dragons, and I go, so how does she have dragons? She tells me what it is. And
catches you up.
Yeah. I didn't watch the last 15 minutes of it.
Oh, dude.
I know. And then later on at night, I was checking my phone, and Miguel did this face where it looked like he was about... Oh, no. Miguel did this face like he was about to go down on a guy.
Right.
And he was like, and that was his surprise face for the ending.
Yeah.
Now, will you tell me later on when Galvin's not listening and we're not on the air how it ended?
Yes, but I don't think if you don't watch it regularly. Oh, Joe, get out of Bo TV.
Yeah, you can't. Don't spoil it. Don't spoil it for anybody.
But yeah, so if you don't follow it, but
I have never seen a full episode of Dexter.
Right.
And that noise you hear in the back is Galvin trying to listen. I've never seen a full episode of Dexter, but I understand it all because my wife had to report it all.
Right. So maybe if she gives you the full report at the end, you'll be like...
And the dragon dies.
Yeah.
No.
But I don't...
Such a good actor.
It's a very dramatic ending, but if like for me it was because, you know, you follow these characters.
Right. Yeah. That's enough. Yeah, so you liked it. All right. Are we going to do the wine and...
Let's do this. I want to drink some wine.
Before we do any of you guys need spit cups? That's the only thing that I didn't think of. You're going to drink your wine?
Of course we're drinking it.
Yeah, I'll take a little sip.
Okay. All right, what's first? What do we do?
Where? The wine is first.
Well, let's do water.
We should do water first.
There you go.
See?
Wouldn't that make sense?
No. Idiots. Why would it make?
Because then we know it tastes as wine.
Taste, yeah.
So which one am I grabbing?
You're going to take that one.
Well, it doesn't matter. You can.
I got to see which one's the water.
Ugh, that wine smells terrible.
Oh, it's terrible.
So good.
I don't like wine.
It does smell vinegary.
It could be the most expensive wine in the world. I don't like wine.
All right, well, we're doing water anyway.
All right,
so what am I writing down?
So you have your scorecard there, and it's 1, 2, 3, 4, so I figured it's A, B, C, and D. So you write the one that you like the most would be under number one, and so on and so on. It's on the sides, Galvin.
Where's the letter?
Oh, down the side, yeah.
But aren't we supposed to be guessing which one it is?
No. Just which one do we like best.
Test, yeah.
Okay, so I'm tasting A right now.
Where is the marked on the cup?
It's on the
right
side.
Right on the side. Third time you said it.
Are you not seeing the letters that are... Or the Yeah?
That's
it?
C.
Oh, it's... Well, no. It's like blending in.
All right, I tried drinking my water.
All right, so that's A. Mm-hmm,
yeah, that's A.
I have zero...
I don't like A.
I don't have anything to say about it at all.
Oh, we're not talking
about
it.
I didn't like A either.
Yeah, A's bad.
A's bad.
But
it may be one
so
word.
So then you'd write that down for what? Four, right?
Four.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you mean?
That's okay.
Yeah.
I'm not writing anything down yet until
got
I'm done.
It, yeah.
All right, I got B now. I feel like I need to cleanse my palate of water, too.
I don't know. Maybe it's these cups.
Well, the water cup, I did give you a water cup that you can swash your mouth around. You need some. That is, and that's water from the tap here at the station in the water cup.
Oh, I don't want that. Well, though I feel like I drank that already.
It's from the water cooler. It's filtered.
All right, hold on.
And then let me know when you guys want me to reveal what they are, obviously.
All right.
I'm on my last water here.
Are you drinking all of it?
No.
Okay.
Just a little sippy sips.
All right, so that.
All right.
All right, I'm done with my water.
Okay.
I ranked them in order of...
how much you like them?
Liked to most.
Okay.
Right, liked to most?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, but...
Liked to least.
I ranked them in... like to shoe.
I gotta be honest, I hate you.
Okay, do you want me to reveal what they are
No.
I tell you what each one is?
No,
let's...
Okay. We started on for number four. Carmen, what do you have for the one you like the least, number
the
four?
Least I have A. I did not like A.
I, too, have A.
Okay.
I have B.
Okay.
Least.
Oh.
Galvin, I mean, Spanish?
Yes.
What is... Well...
there's no way to live.
Yeah, all right, all right. Carmen, what do you have for three?
Three, I have C.
For three, I have D.
Three, I have A.
All right. So right away, we're kind of like...
Different.
But A was my last, your second to last, it was your last. B,
for
I have
two.
For two is B.
Two, I have D.
Okay.
Two, I have C.
Mm. Interesting.
All right, we're all different.
Interesting.
And for number one, I have C.
I have B.
I have D for number one.
All right, Spanish.
Okay.
What was A?
A was Dasani water.
Yes.
Oh, I could not identify that. Usually it has a sweet taste.
Right. I don't like Dasani.
And that is $2.50 per liter bottle of Dasani water at your local 7-Eleven.
Okay. All right. And I had that as last. What did you have it as?
I had it as last as well.
I had it as third.
Okay. So second to last. All right. For the next one, I had D. What was D?
D, Michael.
Oh, no.
Was your favorite brand, Fiji water.
That was number one for me. Number one. I love Fiji.
Hold on. I like to point out that I said I only like Fiji because it is a square bottle.
Yeah, right. No, I like the water, though.
Yeah, me too.
I had it as my second least favorite. What did you have it
as? I had it as number two.
Okay, you liked it.
Yeah, I liked
it. And Galvin?
Galvin was number one. Yeah.
Oh, so you guys know your water. We all know our water.
And that is $2 per liter bottle at your local 7-Eleven.
All right. For the next one, I had B, as in boy.
B was
last.
Zephyr Hills water.
Oh, really?
That's what I drink every day, and I have it as number one.
I have it as my number two.
$2 per 1 liter bottle at your local 7-Eleven.
Man, that is expensive.
That's surprising.
$2 for liter, two for four.
I had it in second. So far, I'm consistent with my drinking pattern. Zephyr Hills, Fiji, and Dasani.
Right.
Number one, C.
C.
What did you have?
Number three.
I have it at number two.
Okay.
So three was Evian water.
No, C was.
Yes, C was
this
Evian.
This guy knows his water. Yeah.
Yep. At $3.30.
Well, I know my water.
But the thing is that we picked like we like them.
Yeah. All right, so list yours from top to bottom.
Evian, Zephyr. So I drink the Evian the most. Zephyr Hills I have in my house. Fiji I carry because it's a square bottle, and Dasani none of us like.
Yeah. Right.
So I'm in perfect order with my drinking habits.
My number one is Fiji because I'm fancy.
Right.
My number two is because I'm still fancy is Evian.
Okay.
Number three is Dasani, and number four is Zephyr Hill, which knowing it, I would switch those two.
Right?
Yeah, that's the only mistake I made there. But otherwise, you give me Fiji or Evian, I'm happy with it.
I was going to say, Zephyr Hills is what we buy. That's the cases. We always buy the big 32 packs. Fiji, I'll drink it, but because of the square and it doesn't fit in your cup holder and it's kind of more expensive, you know what I mean? It's like a treat for me. And then Evian, I'm not a fan. But
Carmen, I can drink a liter of Evian in 10 minutes. I drink that whole bottle. Like, you know, they say you got to drink a gallon of water a day or whatever. It would take, like, if you gave me a gallon of Zephyr Hills, it would take me a couple of hours drinking. That Evian goes right down.
I can just, there's a taste to it. Mm-hmm. Just like Dasani, where you said Dasani's sweet.
Sweet water. Tastes like somebody spit in my mouth.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. I'm wondering if there was something in the cup because I gave Zephyr Hills such a low grade.
Well,
when I tasted it, it was like, oh, this is toilet water or something.
I thought you were going to tell us one of them was toilet water. I was going to punch your teeth out.
No, I will say, just to keep it as a little outside factors as possible, I did grab a brand new sleeve of cups. So none of these cups have been used. They were not left out.
Man, you're like a scientist.
Dude, I'm telling you, this was my forte in high school. So.
What was?
Science.
Giving people water.
I'm a science guy.
All right, next is wine.
Woo-hoo, yes. This is
I'm very excited for this one. Yeah.
So now we're labeling.
Same thing we did before.
Well, no, but we're trying to guess which one's the most expensive to least expensive.
Yeah.
Well, let's just do which one we like the best. Yeah.
But I mean that's
Let's try and figure out because I'm not gonna like any of them. But let's try and figure out what we think is the most expensive.
Right. Let's go that way.
I would just assume that's the one you like the most.
Right.
Right.
Well, we
like
can,
if I taste one,
maybe not.
That's delicious. It must be the expensive one.
Well, so how are we doing it?
All right.
Do you want to do two separate categories? You do with the first one, you do by taste?
No, let me just tell you. Do it by taste because that's the way you're going to taste it. And you're going to be like, that should be the most expensive one.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. So, all right. How do you like it?
All right.
You guys going to start with A first?
No, it doesn't matter.
Okay. Just,
I'm going
ABC. I'm going in order.
I'm going to close my eyes and you guys let me know.
I'm going to go in order too. What are we, A first?
Yeah.
God damn.
Smell it.
I smell it. It smells like...
It was a nice bouquet.
No, it smells like I'm making an Easter egg.
Each one of these wines is the same. They're all Cabernet Sauvignon.
Okay, this smells like grape jelly.
That's tart. Very, very tart.
From the hills of Tartland.
I was going to say, and cabs are known for being dry. So for people who don't like wine...
Okay, they're all the worst. Delightful.
All right.
Rinse your mouth out.
Yeah. Ooh-wee.
Yeah, no, that one's
A.
Boo-cocky.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, you made him spit up live.
You got me as I was spit. I went to go spit, and I was going to do it loud to be comical, and you made me spit it everywhere. Boo-cocky.
I don't know what.
You went boo-cocky.
Boo-cocky.
All right, B. B.
Yeah. I feel like I should have smells really good, though.
Sherbet or something in there.
Mm, some, yeah.
Yes.
Some lemon sorbet.
Oh!
That one's better.
Yeah, that one, Calvin.
That one's better than A.
You think so? That one's my
keep
bottom.
Keep your comments to yourself.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to influence my taste buds.
Sorry, I'm not trying to.
I think Calvin is the only person not having fun during the wine taste test.
Oh, I'm loving that.
This is horrendous.
Right.
Yeah. I really don't know how people drink this stuff.
Yeah.
Ugh. See? Let me swish it around a little.
Mm. Oh,
okay. This one doesn't smell as strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
Well, I like that.
That was water, by the way. I'm not doing that with the wine. I'm barely touching the wine to my lips.
I know.
I'm like, oh.
All right. And my final
ooh.
One.
D.
Not so strong. Smells good.
Come on.
What kind of wine is this? It's a
Cabernet Sauvignon.
All right.
Okay.
You can just say cab, Mr. Fancy.
I'm going to say the whole word, right? Science time.
Okay, I'm done.
You're done? I'm going to go through one more time.
Okay. You want to come taste mine? Two different?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm done.
Oh, my God.
What was that, lady? Calvin said,
oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh my, that's just the worst.
Like,
can I put them all as the worst?
I have to tell you, there was none in there that I was like, that was fantastic.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on.
All right. So let me know when you're ready, Calvin.
All right, I'm going.
We'll talk about it first, then you can do the reveal.
Okay.
Let me know when you're ready, Calvin. Let me know when you're ready, Carmen.
I'm ready.
Carmen, you ready?
I'm going to go.
All right. For my least favorite. Number four, I put B as in boy.
Oh. I put for my least favorite, it's really almost a tie.
You hate them all?
For all them. D, I put D, though, for mine.
There was nothing that made me go, that was delicious, mm-hmm. I can tell you that.
Yeah, no, it tasted like firewood.
And you put D for your least favorite?
D for my least favorite.
What do you have for your least favorite?
I have C. It was the flattest. It didn't have much of a taste.
All right. Number three. I put A.
Me too.
Oh. Number three, I put B. And there, it was very close. You had B as last. Whatever.
We're on the same roll as we are with the water.
They were both really awful.
This is where it was hard for me, the top two.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too, but I made a final decision. My number two was C as in Charlie.
My number two was also C as in Charlie.
Oh, boy.
I like that.
My number two was D. As in doggy.
Damn right it was. Or B as in bukkake. And my number one was D as in doggy.
Oh, really? Yeah. Wow. My number one was A.
But your least favorite was the D.
Right, yes. Right.
Not like the D.
My number one was B.
All right, and that was my least favorite.
Yeah. That was my second least favorite.
Very excited to see the big reveal, Spanish.
Okay. You want me to start with A?
I'll give you the...
Okay.
Give me B. I had B as my least favorite.
B was a brand of wine called Vinrock.
Vinrock.
Which is the most expensive.
No way!
Really?
That was my favorite.
On the wine list of 0 to 100, whatever their rating system is.
How much was that?
It's a $100 bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That was hard.
We have the rest of these bottles, right?
Can I take B?
Let me taste it again.
Yeah.
First of all, it stank.
I was going to say, can I take this home? Because I had this as my number one.
God, no, you cannot. I bought it. And it's
let me spell it.
It's terrible, man.
It's delicious.
In fact, you know what? How do you like that?
This is horrendous.
No, yeah, that's good.
This tastes like straight vinegar.
According to wine people, it is very good.
If you serve this to me, I would, and you know, when they give you a little thing and taste it, I would go, I think this is spoiled.
Really?
Yes.
No.
Interesting.
Oh, that's
compared
gross.
Compared to the other ones, this has the most full body, robust flavor.
Get it, girl.
And you can just tell, especially because of the bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing about wine.
Yeah, that stuff is terrible.
But no, this was the best.
I'm out. I'm glad I didn't like it. All right.
So I had that at number three. You had that at what?
Number four.
Number four.
My least favorite.
I had it as number one.
Oh, ooh. You fancy.
Uh-huh.
All right. Number three, I had A.
A is the brand Francis Coppola.
Oh.
And that is a mediocre bottle at $23.
Okay.
That is what I had at number one.
Okay. Carmen, where did you have that?
I had that as number three.
So you did. Okay.
Yep.
Number two, I had C.
C is a brand of wine called Tisdale.
Uh-huh.
And that is a $5 bottle of wine.
Oh. And I had
$5. I had number two.
I like it way better than that $100 bottle.
I had it as number four.
Mm-hmm.
And number one, I had D, as in D's nuts.
I had it last.
D is a brand of wine called Block 831, and that is another mediocre bottle at
$20.
$20. I had that.
How much was Coppola?
Coppola was $23.
Oh. Okay, so that was a little bit more.
I was so close.
Okay, so then that was, all right.
I'm going Tisdale, man. For $5, it was not much better than the $20 bottle.
That was so disgusting. It tasted like water.
That's why you liked it, because it tastes like water. No, I like wine.
Hold on.
I don't like cabs, though. I don't think we should.
I don't like you saying cabs.
Yeah.
How about that?
Well, what's the name? Cabernet Sauvignon.
I like when you say it like that. It makes you sound, you know, not nice. But
well,
Cabernet Sauvignon is what they call it.
So with water, we got it. We all had a pretty good handle on it.
Mm-hmm.
And we were consistent with what we drink. And with wine,
I nailed it.
Galvin nailed it because Galvin was right. It just doesn't matter.
No, nope, yeah. It does because I got it. No. I literally have it.
Okay. You have the most expensive first, the second, the third.
Well,
you don't have it. Shut up.
The D and A, they were is $3 difference.
Okay, so that's fine. So the two medium ones you had together didn't matter.
But I had them in order.
Wow.
So I'm just saying, I'm fancy.
You know what's up.
I gotta tell you, if I could put them all last, I would. Those were terrible.
They were not. Maybe it was the cab too. Maybe it was the fact that we didn't went on.
We should have done a Pinot Noir like a Merlot.
No. Spanish jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, you guys, Spanish.
Can do it next time. Oh yeah, thank you.
I thought that was great. I'm mixing them all together right
oh,
now.
Oh no, are you gonna slam it?
No, wait. Can I have more of the expensive one?
Yes.
Can I?
You drink it with your shirt off.
Okay.
Who bought the bottle?
I did.
All right. Thank
well, no, you're getting reimbursed.
You are.
Am I?
Oh, I'd imagine.
Then you're not touching anything.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then never mind.
Not touching anything.
Let it breathe. Did you let it breathe, by the way? Maybe that's probably.
Of course I did.
Yeah, they were breathing for the whole last break.
Of course I did.
You can let it breathe. You can have it underwater. You can do whatever you want. You can open it with your feet. It's all terrible. I have no idea.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.